If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
All right. Good morning, Anira. Good morning, Tim. Jim Ward remembered that we're at work. Aaron is the one that came into work by accident yesterday on Labor Day. But the good news for you, Jim, he stole my paper. And you have two papers today, meaning
Yay!
Two crosswords and two Marmadukes.
Crosswords and two Marmadukes.
Two Marmadukes. And the race is even now.
Marmaduke was big enough already, but now there's two of them.
Oh, no. It's too much.
But, you know, it's really great. I got some highbrew coffee. So I can get buzzed and stand at the same time.
Can I have our stoner music? Funny you should bring that up. We have a lot of vacation stories. Mm. Can I just tell you now, Sean and Aaron and I have something in common?
What? Was ist das?
Uh-oh.
What?
Was ist das? You have
I apparently am a stoner like everybody else. I accidentally, at a party, ate pot edibles.
Oh, ooh, bad idea.
Stephanie. And
wow.
And I sounded exactly like Aaron. I was
oh
just like,
oh, my God, that's...
Sean, dude. Sean, are you too high to find the stoner music? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Why is it dark?
You don't understand. Despite my reputation, I'm a bit of a Girl Scout. I've never done any drug.
Well, now you can scratch
that. I don't drink hard liquor. Right. It was like snack mix. It wasn't labeled.
Edibles.
Edibles make me crazy. I mean, it's like acid, you know.
I was like, what the... What? I ate... What is this? Like, it was like little pretzels and stuff.
Is it kicking in?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's just kicking in now.
I'm feeling things I haven't felt before.
It made me want more pretzels.
My dials are all pupillated.
Stephanie. Actually, it's just what I'm going to need to get to the end of this election cycle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is fantastic.
More of this.
No, it was old, and I barely had a couple, so I didn't feel anything.
Oh.
All right. And we got this cute tote.
Look at that tote, bitch. Give me that tote.
It goes in my top, bitch.
You can put your top on the tote.
All right. Sorry, we're a little giddy. We've been on vacation. We're bored. We're actually excited to be back. Okay, the race is tied.
Yay!
You know who I blame? A, the mainstream media. Two, my mom. Oh. I waited till the last day, till I'd already called the Uber to ask my mom, because she's 93 and I love her, and I didn't want to. And also, I had hope. I had a sliver of hope. Because I got a choice of Fox News or CNN, which was, I was like, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead, Mom, turn on the news. I don't know what's going on. She's like, oh, well, dear, I switch back and forth between Fox and CNN. I was like, well, then I'll choose CNN. I haven't had a choice in years. I was like, is there some actual information seeping in here? And so, but then I asked her right when I was leaving. I'm, so, Mom, what do you think? Who are you voting? Oh, well, dear, Trump, of course.
Of course.
I was like, all right, good luck with the apocalypse. Goodbye.
I don't like Mexicans. I don't like black people. I hate gays.
Mom, I'm gay.
Get out. I see brown people.
No, she didn't say any of that. No. Stop making my mother. Now look what you did. You killed Phyllis Schlafly. That's what you did. This election cycle killed Phyllis Schlafly.
Well, Tim Brewer is very happy not to have to mention Phyllis Schlafly ever again.
She worked very hard for my dad in Goldwater. Bless her heart. I touched her once. I told you that. She came. It was at a Goldwater Miller reunion. Mm-hmm. And I was shaking her hand before I realized I was... She's like, oh, I heard you were here. I worked for your dad in Goldwater. I'm Phyllis Schlafly. I was like,
thanks for saying the women's woman back 1,000 years, you stupid bitch.
Oh, and thanks for what you did for my dad. I appreciate that. It took a while, but I killed her.
It's not quite like being touched by an angel. Touched by a Schlafly.
Touched by a Schlafly. Anyway, my mom calls calling Uber. Steffi, dear, it's time to go to the airport. Did you push the button? Okay, current mom, I'll push the button
yes,
now.
Yes, the airport button. Right.
Her and technology. She still calls my brother's computer Bill's machine. Did you send that on Bill's machine?
Your mom sounds like a delight.
She is a delight. Thank you.
I'd hang out with her.
She is a delight.
She's
and
for Trump.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Exactly. She still
like
is lovable.
Things. I like her. Like already, right.
Good luck with the apocalypse.
I'm in.
Did I demanded my Eric Boulder today because I know it's Tuesday, but I must. The mainstream media is officially. I don't know if I'm going to make it this election cycle.
You're going to.
This double standard is insane. Mm-hmm. This is. Yeah. I know why the polling is tightening because.
Crooked Hillary.
Yes.
Lock her up.
By the way, she employed the Pee Wee Herman strategy perfectly this morning.
I know you are, but what am I?
No, did you see? She said Trump choked in Mexico. and didn't bring up the wall. And he's like, I didn't choke. You're a choker. I swear to God, that's what he said. That was his response. I know you are
5 years old.
I did not choke. You choke. You. Me.
Mm-hmm. And I hate you on your ass face.
Oh, and Anthony took his wiener out again while we were on vacation.
Okay.
He needs a better hug. Don't. Look, if your name is Wiener,
don't play with
don't put it do that.
In your pants.
Keep it there. Where it belongs.
Put your pants.
If you'd be so kind.
Put your pants back on.
With your filthy mind. And your boner tweets. Put your pants on, please. If you tweet me, let me know. Gonna be gross out. If you're gonna have a stroke, put the camera down. Put your pants. If you're all alone. When your little bird is gone, honey, I'll just scream. Put your pants on, please. Gonna call the cops, I guess, and it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, then I'll block you, guy. Put your pants on, please.
Do it.
Put your pants on, please. If you change your mind, with your old hard line, honey, let me be. Put your pants on, please. If you get help, let me know. Gonna be around. If you lose the urge to show how you like to pound.
Oh, God. Nice touch having your kid in the picture. Somebody had the best tweet. They said, the fact that Anthony Weiner is still alive disproves that the Clintons kill people.
Yeah.
But, of course, Donald Trump had to open his pie hole. Just shut up, you stupid thrice-married adulterer. Shush. Yeah. Right? Oh. So she shocking no one, is leaving his ass. I thought he was getting help, you know, like that just, I really did.
I feel like
that's
you,
too bad.
You learn your lesson the first time you take your D out.
Or while you're
running
for mayor.
Or any any sort of office.
Correct. Right.
Again.
Don't pull it out.
If your name is Wiener.
Right.
You need a better hobby.
That's yeah. God's subtle signal to you. Just give me a sign, any kind of sign, if I should not take my wiener out publicly. No, your name is Wiener.
I guess he thought he was the cock of the walk.
Oh, my God, Jim.
Jim Louise. I'm so sick of people getting like Donald Trump. Shut up. You have no moral high ground to talk to anybody. Because I don't blame her for not leaving him the first time. They just had a baby.
Uh-huh.
She probably assumed he was going to get help or he was getting help. And or so it's their private business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it all comes out in the wash. And then
exactly.
Like, oh, gosh.
Meanwhile, the president made the Philippine president his bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, this is what Donald Trump is like. They've made it, it's okay for people to talk to the president of the United States like that. Well, guess what? It's not okay.
Nope.
Right? He's like talking smack, like,
oh, yeah.
I will call him son of bitch. Meeting's canceled. Oh, excuse me.
How you say, it's the meeting in Laos, right?
Yes.
Did I get that?
The president canceled
mixed up?
The meeting.
Yeah. I think Trump's surrogates are even worse. I
mean, yeah.
Oh, nasty little the bitches.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Yes. This whole
self-righteous. Ugh.
Exactly. My favorite. So many things that have come across the wire.
Yes. There's too much news.
No, it's okay. I turn it off because vacation.
Listen, this is what I knew. Did I tell you this? I saw you were in yesterday. This is what I knew. This has become the nastiest campaign season officially ever. So Mother Teresa achieved sainthood.
Yes. Finally.
Oh, my God.
But on cue, there's a piece on CNN. Troubled individual. Mother Teresa, no saint to her critics.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Mother Teresa.
Is she really a mother?
Or is her charity just a slush fund, a pay or play for her and her husband, Jesus? That's what I pictured in my head.
I'm going to extradite Jesus. I'm going to build a wall. Jesus is going to pay for it.
Sounds Mexican. Yeah, no, I was imagining it, right? And then they started playing, right, Sean? Uh-huh. And they started playing.
Mother Teresa wants you to think she's a selfless beacon of light in a corrupt world. She even wants you to think she's worthy of sainthood. but the facts say otherwise. Mother Teresa was known to associate with people who regularly accepted handouts. And in Beirut in 1982, she saved the lives of 37 children trapped in a hospital. Many of those children were Arabs.
Arabs.
Who later joined ISIS. And although she died in 1997, Mother Teresa twice voted for Obama. And she used a private email account. Mother Teresa believes strongly in helping the poor. Just like Michael Moore.
Michael Moore.
Do you want Michael Moore to be a saint? Mother Teresa, wrong for sainthood, wrong for America.
Paid for by Citizens for Truth and Sainthood.
I just don't think that's necessary. She's dead. There's no reason to run an ad against her. It's too late. She's already a saint. And she didn't vote for Obama. She's not American. Really? Of all the horrible things she did.
The woman's been gone.
You had
gone
to throw in voting for Obama. 19 years.
I like people who aren't selfless. Oh, God. I hate those people. God. Make me sick. They make me look bad.
Be careful, because we say things as jokes. Has he called her a whore yet this morning? I say things as jokes.
I don't know.
Did I tell you the last thing I said as a joke that happened while we were gone?
No.
Remember, Hillary opened the jar of pickles on Jimmy Kimmel?
Uh-huh.
And I said there's going to be, like, you know, pickle gate. There's going to be pickle truthers. Yeah. Alex Jones, I swear to God, on cue. He did a whole segment. He's like, that was pre-loosened. I slowed it down. Listen to the tape. There'd be a pop. If the actual jar opened, there's no pop.
Did he really do that?
I swear to you.
Wow.
He did a thing that it was pre-loosened.
Picklegate.
It was pre-loosened.
It's like, go get your grandson in here and have him loosen this jar. And then, you know, hand it to Hillary and she'll open it up. It'll be cool. I promise. How old is your grandson? 20?
You literally cannot even with this election cycle.
No.
Yes.
It's how you say, like, I can't even say this word, so I won't.
No, don't.
But a lot of... Yeah.
Right. Okay. You don't have a box, so you just
shush. Deep.
You don't have a box. No, you don't. All right. So lots to get to.